Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
The prophet Ezekiel warned Israel that God's judgment for their idolatrous ways would be remarkably severe. In chapter 7, he warns that they would seek quick comfort from the prophets, but none would be found. Ezekiel also said that answers would not even be revealed through sacred writings or the scripture, as Israel likely figured they could at least, as a last-ditch effort, go back to the priest for answers. Yet the answers were right in front of them. They were a rebellious people full of shallow belief and easily swayed by false gods. Of course, Ezekiel was writing to rebellious Israel, but the lesson is applicable to the modern church. We have a widespread issue in the North American church, and I'm speaking categorically here so it doesn't apply to every local church, but the general sense, and surveys back this up, is that American Christianity seeks a quick word of comfort and assurance without the call to take up one's cross and truly follow Christ. Jesus clearly instructed that those who keep his word and those who abide in him are those who will experience the peace that passes understanding, not some sort of short-term feel-good emotion that is so fleeting and easy to manipulate. Rather, the deep abiding Christ through his word produces a man or woman who is fully committed, trusting, joyful in all things, and ready to lay their all on the altar. Just like Israel, looking for a quick word of feel-good from the prophets, so many today want a microwave Christianity without deeply abiding in Christ. We are content to sit at home and watch church online, or maybe catch a quick word on social media from some slick so-called pastor who preaches a convenient gospel. The internet is full of false teachers who know how to manipulate, provide temporary feel-good messages, and have little to say about what it truly means to follow Christ. In so many ways, I lament what social and digital media has done to Christian media. We, as Christian radio broadcasters, were once gatekeepers who could curate the good and filter the bad teaching so that those whom we truly knew were rightly dividing God's word would speak to the masses. And by and large, most teaching Christian radio stations were and are faithful in their gatekeeping. Now, things continue to devolve with more and more false teachers who have direct access through the internet, and AI is now a whole new issue. I believe God continues to call us in Christian radio to stand in the gap as real people who care deeply about our local communities and who are much more interested in being faithful than we are in building some big platform for ourselves. Remember, dear listeners, that we at WDCX are real people, indwelled by the Holy Spirit, who take our role seriously and deeply desire to bring you the truth of God's word. I know, this all sounds kind of harsh and old-fashioned, and some might even think it sounds kind of judgy. But my friends, this is not a light matter. Hearing the truth is literally a life and death issue with eternal ramifications. It's the most significant matter of importance in the entire world. There is nothing more consequential than rightly dividing and proclaiming that which the God of the universe has revealed to us through his word. Please be careful, discern, test, and encourage those in your local church to do the same. And pray for us here at WDCX and in Christian radio that the Lord would continue to uphold our efforts and that we would remain faithful to his call.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.